Hey guys, welcome. This is Justin, the Guardian Allstead, and I am here with Gabe Isbell.
Hey guys.
We are hanging out Friday night after the first night of the Minnesota State Tournament, and we are going to start this new series with a podcast. The name of the series is Grill, Gabe, and the Guardian, if you hadn't seen that before. Basically, the series is going to be a chance for you guys to submit questions to myself and Gabe, and we will answer, debate, kind of go over whatever the question calls for. So we're going to get started with the very first question, actually, that was submitted to us, and it comes from Raven, and he wants to know, how did you guys first get into Redemption? So I'll hand it over to Gabe and let him take it from there.
Christmas of 2006, my younger brother got some Redemption cards with his Christmas money. My parents wouldn't let him play Magic the Gathering, which is what he really wanted to do. And so he got this Christian alternative. Some friends at his youth group had played it. He had seen it before. And he could not figure out how to play it. Knowing that I had a background in gaming, he asked me to teach him how to play it. Must have been about January of that year. And I sat down with him. I remember he had maybe he had like two starter decks. And he had them all torn apart already, so they weren't in decks anymore. And I was trying to build decks for him. And I looked at the game, and I kind of got some of the basics. And I couldn't figure out why somebody wouldn't just put a bunch of Son of Gods and Burials in their deck. I hadn't obviously gotten to the deck building rule section yet. But it looked really cool. I was really interested. I immediately went out and bought cards of my own, taught my wife to play. We learned a lot. I bought a bunch of cards on eBay and from Three Lions Gaming. And quickly build up my collection. By April 1st, we went to our first tournament. It was hosted by Kevin Schride, and my wife and I walked in. We're like, yeah, we're new. We just started playing the game. And I checked my deck in with Kevin, and he's like, you don't look like a new player. I had like a full-on fight-by-the-numbers deck. I picked up all the cards, and my wife and I took first and second at our first tournament.
Nice. Well, I go back a little bit further than that. In the summer of 1997, I received an A and B starter deck from a friend of mine who I had known from my days living in Ohio. I was living in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with my obviously with my family at the time, and he sent us an A and B starter deck, and I believe one pack of Prophets. And so my brothers and I, it was me and Jordan mostly. We kind of sat down. We were looking at the starter deck. Couldn't make heads or tails of anything really at that point. Little later in the summer, I think we were just bored, and so we decided, you know what, we're going to figure this out. So we sat down and kind of read the rule book a little bit and got a little bit of a basic idea of how the game worked. That winter, we ended up moving back to Minnesota, and we kind of gradually started playing more and more. My brother Jonathan started playing. And some of our earliest games, we literally used every single card we owned as our deck. That was kind of fun. We just, all these great cards, we didn't want to, you know, we wanted to use them all. And then the other thing was that games would last for days. We would just simply start playing, and then didn't matter who got to five souls, we just kept going because we just wanted to battle. So it was a couple years after that we kind of discovered that people played Redemption in tournaments. We had played with just ourselves and friends from church. And then my brothers went to a tournament and met Mike Turnage, the Quadrate. He kind of gave them some deck building advice and, you know, how not to use every single card you own for your deck. And so my brothers came back and they kind of showed me what he showed them. And I was like, oh, yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense if you're only playing to five souls that you don't need 200 cards in your deck. And then just from there, started attending tournaments, went to my first national tournament in 2004, and the rest, I guess you can say, has been history.
And Justin has made it in the history books quite a bit.
All right, so second question that we're going to talk about today is from Cram, and he wants to know, how much time do you and other elders spend on Redemption-related activities per week or month? Things like play testing, card designing, planning, Skype meetings, etc. So I'll let Gabe take the first shot at that one.
Well, that varies a lot depending on the time of year and different seasons. I spend quite a bit of time, especially compared to some of the other elders. It's a hobby for me. It's something I really enjoy. And I've always got something redemption related that I'm working on. When we're working on a new set, you know, there's a lot of card design going on. There's Skype calls as we're getting familiar with what we're trying to do. The average Skype call is probably a minimum of 2 hours, and they've gone as long as 4 hours. So those can take up a good chunk of time by themselves. When we're updating the rules, we have a lot of Skype calls as well. Other seasons throughout the year, we only have maybe a Skype call every month, sometimes not even quite that frequently. Other projects I work on this year, I was blessed to be able to do the card layout and the card design for all of the Cloud of Witnesses cards, but that took a lot of time. Set up 129 cards. Rob let me do that for him, and that's the graphic design part, something I really enjoy, and it's a lot of fun for me, and get to do some creative stuff there. Rob gave us a lot of freedom, and I got a lot of input from some of the other elders, which was really helpful because I don't always have the best taste. And so they were able to tone me in some on some of the things I was trying out there. Other things that I work on, maybe not really elder-related stuff, but if I don't have anything going on with Redemption Elder stuff, I will make my own cards just for fun. I've made borderless cards in the past. I have an entire deck right now is borderless that I made just for fun. So I've always got something redemption going on. I guess the amount of time I spend for a week probably averages between 10 and 20 hours.
All right. So I've been, like I said, playing Redemption since 97. Joined the Elder team a couple years ago. I was helping play test before that. I just looked at the list and assisted, gave some thoughts. When Chris Bainey was on the playtest team, I was kind of one of the people that he passed the list on to give suggestions. Over the years, my level of commitment has been kind of a little bit sporadic. There's been seasons where I've been very involved, both in like playtesting and elder stuff, as well as, you know, attending tournaments. And there's been other seasons where I just haven't had time to commit to it. So it's been a little sporadic over the years. I will say that with this latest set, Cloud of Witnesses, was probably the most heavily involved I've been since I joined the playtest and elder team. Spent a lot of time working with Gabe. I think probably one of my favorite parts of this set was doing the card borders, the special borders for the rares and the regular release. And then the special borders for the national release. That was just a super fun project. Really hope you guys can go to nationals and get some of those, because those are going to be awesome. As far as the time, I would guess maybe 5 to 6 hours a week, depending on if we had a Skype call that week. But especially during playtesting process, going over the lists, play testing games, trying to do some theory stuff on if a card was, you know, balanced or not, and stuff like that. So yeah, probably not quite as much, as Gabe, but, definitely a fair amount of involvement, especially during this last set.
I'd like to add, there were also many nights where Justin and John and I would jump on Skype, not necessarily an organized group call, but we would just start talking through things together. We might do a couple playtest games and then take some time talking about those afterwards. So there were also a number of Skype calls that happened that weren't necessarily organized or something that involved the whole group.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's been huge. We kind of discovered Skype. I don't know if it was during early church was the first set that we kind of really utilized that as a tool for going through cards, discussing, and really, you know, kind of being able to give each other real-time feedback, as opposed to some of the ways that we did it in the past, where it could sometimes take a couple weeks for, you know, changes to happen to the set list or things like that. So it's really helped us improve kind of the whole process. All right. The last question that we are going to talk about for this first Grill Gabe and the Guardian session here comes from Wyatt, and he wants to know, is there a deck type that you think will surprise people at Nationals this year in any event? Basically, a deck that will come out of nowhere, he says. So I'll let Gabe give his thoughts, and then I'll wrap up with mine.
Yeah, I think there is a deck that's going to surprise people, and part of the reason is because not everybody necessarily has the means to test it right now. But the Flood Survivor offense, or that version of a Genesis offense, is actually pretty good, pretty strong, pretty powerful. But without the Arc, it's not very effective. The fact that Rob and Cactus Games has decided to let players use the Arc at Nationals this year, even though they walk into the tournament and receive it there, that's something new that we're trying out, and that makes that offense viable as you walk in the door. So it's not something people are going to have played against a lot. It's not something that most players are going to have a lot of experience playing unless they've printed off their own copy of the Arc and actually tried it out. But I can tell you from my experience, playtesting is pretty effective, and I think it will take some people by surprise.
Yeah, that could definitely be the case with Noah's Arc. I definitely agree. Totally on that point. As I was kind of thinking about this, an old strategy came to mind, and that's a choose the blocker strategy. Now, we haven't made a whole lot of choose the blocker cards in recent sets. I think there was one in Early Church, and so it really hasn't been focused on in the last couple sets. But we did print in the Cloud of Witnesses set several more of the green-blue heroes. And I think Choose the Blocker really flourishes in those two brigades where you have Obedience of Noah, you've got Provisions, and then you've even got that old women's card, Lamenting for Jephthah's Daughter, that only works with females, but we have several really strong female heroes, especially in the blue brigade. And I think in the current meta, whatever you want to call it, the decks that are being played as far as being a lot more balanced, having a lot more defensive options, I could really see a choose the blocker offense as being really strong, where you get to dictate how your opponent blocks. I think that's just really kind of underutilized. You know, that they're going to have options to stop you, but if you get to pick which way they do it, then you'll most likely have a good response. So I could see a deck like that working, whether it's in Type 1, could even be stronger in Type 2, where you've got multiple copies of Provisions, Obedience of Noah. So, yeah, that was kind of one that came to my mind when thinking about a deck that might surprise some people. All right, so that's going to wrap up our first podcast for Grill, Gabe, and the Guardian. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Feel free to submit your questions to myself, either on the Cactus Forum here on Land of Redemption. You can email them to Gabe or Scott, and they will pass them on to me. And we'll look forward to doing another one of these in a couple weeks.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Brought to you by 3LionsGaming.com.